We're back with Clay Aiken. His big album, his new one, is A Thousand Different Ways. Before we ask about the Diane Sawyer thing, show you a little clip from it. Here's an email question from Anita in East Cardinalette, Illinois. What caused you to change your look?
Well, I don't really have too much control over that. I'd kind of let people do their own job. Look at that. Oh, that's from here, not too long ago.
Yeah, you were on the show. Look at you. Who is that guy?
It's a completely different person. We had been gone for so long, like you said. We'd kind of been out of the spotlight, if you will. And we thought, well, in order to get attention, we ought to do something different. And I did the finale of American Idol this year. And they told me I was going to sing with a kid who, a Clay Aiken look-alike type thing. And I said, well, I don't want to go on stage and look just like the kid. Let's do something different. So we tossed it up, and it took about three different tries to try to figure something out that didn't make my ears look too big or whatnot. And so we just finally got here.
Ryan Seacrest sends his best, by the way.
Oh, good.
Spoke to him today.
Oh,
he's very good to you.
Oh, was he?
Wasn't he?
He's always very good to us. Yeah, we loved him.
All right, let's look at the Diane Sawyer on Good Morning America with Clay Aiken. Watch.
For 3 years now, everyone has assumed the right to ask, is Clay Aiken gay?
Everybody assumed that what has really been happening in these last few years with you and what's probably going to happen right here today and this next couple of weeks is that you are ready to come out and say you're gay.
That would not make any sense for me to do that. I mean, I don't... That doesn't make any sense. I've gotten to a point now where I feel it's kind of invasive, you know? You know what? Forget it. It's what I do in my private life is nobody's business anymore, period.
Monday night on the show, Oprah was on. And was asked the same thing, wrote an article about it, and said she's not going to discuss it anymore, but she's not gay. Nothing against being gay. If she were gay, she would say she was gay, but she's just not, and that's it. She's not going to discuss it anymore. What's the big deal?
I have no idea.
How did it start with you?
I don't really know why. I've never been really involved in celebrity stuff. People always ask me, who's your favorite singer, who's your favorite act, all that stuff, and I really don't know because I didn't pay attention to it too much. And I've never really picked up the magazines and read any of them, even before this. And so I've not been involved in the whole sensationalism of celebrities' lives and never understood it. So I don't understand why people care. I mean, I kind of think, you know what? You do what you do, I'll do what I do, everybody does what they do. I hope that I'm here to sing and be successful and do it well enough that people want to hear me, and that's kind of what I want to do, you know?
But you're smart enough to know that people do care.
Well, they...
So the obvious question would be, why not just... It ain't going to affect your career one iota, no matter what you are. Why not just put it away?
Because you know what I found? Because I've responded before, and if what I found is that people are going to think what they want to think anyway.
I mean, you responded by saying no?
Well, I've responded, and I've responded every way I can. You know, I've said, listen, I'm not going to deal with this anymore now because it doesn't matter what I say, people are going to think what they want to say. When I was a kid, and I would get in trouble in school, the only acceptable answer if you broke something or you cheated on a test or whatever was yes. And if you didn't say yes, the teacher didn't believe you anyway, so what's it matter? And I found that no matter what you say, there are going to be people who believe one way or the other and so on and so forth.
So in other words, no matter what you said, it wouldn't matter.
I've given up, and at the same point, I kind of figure, you know, I want to be available and open to fans who've been supportive of me. But at the same time, you know, when people drive by my house and take pictures of where I live and put it on the internet and put my home address online and whatnot, it's a little too much. And so you kind of have to draw, I've had to realize, doesn't matter what, I'm going to draw a line here. I'm going to perform and I'm going to sing and I'm going to do whatever I can and hopefully entertain people and make them happy and make them smile. You know, some people are going to hate me.
I'm going to give you some logic from an older person.
Okay.
No matter what your sexual being is, by answering it, yay or nay, you put it away. It's gone once you answer it. In other words, if you say yay, what are they going to do? Hit you over the head? Not listen to you sing? No. If you say nay, what are they going to do to you? In other words, you're putting yourself in a no-win, and you could be in a win-win.
Or I could just say, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to deal with it anymore.
Then you're always going to have people driving around the house taking pictures.
I'm always going to say the same thing. Stop doing it.
But they're going to keep taking pictures then, and they're going to keep asking questions because they're going to say, why doesn't he answer? It's your choice.
I think eventually they'll give up. I want people to stop driving by my house and taking pictures, and hopefully they'll do it.
Tell them to stop driving by his house.
I'm just going
to
put nails up on the road and let them flatten the tires.
As a hypothetic, do you think it would be career affecting if you were? Do you think people would stop buying your CDs?
I don't think so. I think it's we're a very progressive America now. I don't really sit around and hypothesize about it, though. You know, I don't really, it's not something that occupies my time.
But you don't think it would be career-ending?
No, I don't think anything. I mean, I think, again, I think people's, if celebrities nowadays can do the things that celebrities do and still be successful, you know, I think that anybody can get by with pretty much anything. I don't plan on killing anybody. So I don't think so. But again, I don't think about it that often.
One other thing, though, has the whole episode been difficult for you?
The rumors,
the tabloids are writing it.
I don't know that it hasn't had a little bit to do, if I'm honest, with why the panic attacks got a little more difficult.
Oh, really?
You know, it's not fun to be at home and have people come to your house, friends of mine from high school or just anybody, family members even still, who know me and know what's in the tabloids are not true. But still don't know, okay, what can I say? What, you know, there's always an elephant in the room. And so that's uncomfortable when people are around you. And whether it be family, friends, when you go out in public, you know, my thinking is, I mean, the people who, like I said, the people who know me best know not to believe that stuff. But when you're out in the when you're out at the mall or the store and people are staring at you, which they did before anyway, but now they're staring at me and I'm thinking, okay, they're thinking, oh, I read that thing about him, or I heard that such and such on the radio, and they probably aren't, but that's what goes through my head.
You get it in the mall in North Carolina, too?
I get it everywhere.
Okay. Do you know one other thing on it? How did it start?
How did the panic attack thing
the
start?
The rumors start.
I don't know. I really have no idea.
Did
I mean,
it,
I think
in
that...
In one piece, somebody wrote something? Do you remember how it...
I really don't know. I mean, I stopped paying attention. I think the first time to be actually my first memory of you, Larry, I was the first time I was on your show right after Idol, and I was on a satellite with Ruben from New York, and you were here, and you said something about the National Enquirer and how somebody there was some story in the Enquirer. It was the first time I'd heard about it, and I went, oh, I thought Larry was nice. What's this all about?
No, I'm nice. I was just
nice. But I didn't have no idea what it was about. And at that point, I think it was someone had said that I had said that the show was rigged or something preposterous like that. And, of course, somebody I'd never heard of. I think people get bored and they decide to make these stories up. And I told you honestly, I'd never heard of it before. And I realized at that point, that night, someone told me as we were leaving, they said, you know what, this is going to start. People are going to start making things up. You know what the best thing to do is? Just don't pay attention to it.
When we come back, Clay's mom and how she deals with the ups and downs of her son's stardom. That's next.